The Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. My guest is Mr. James Harden. Let's go to the phone lines and CJ. Hey, CJ, what's going on, man?
Hi, Earl. Thanks for taking my call. And also, Mr. Harden, thank you. I guess this is a difficult question for everyone, but...
What happened to... Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
Tom's trying to get the gotcha moment on Mr. Harden. I guess a question. James, Mr. Senator Schumer sent through a vote through the Senate about this right after the overturn of the Supreme Court. But they failed to announce in the vote, the way it turned out, that there were no restrictions on when someone could get an abortion up to the day or even a partial birth abortion. I don't think most people believe in that. So I think the media does a good job selling myths on what people believe. And
well, CJ, before you go any further, I don't know if there was ever any point in time that you can get an abortion up to 9 months of pregnancy. That's not true.
Well, that's the vote that
Look, man, that's the vote, Earl.
That is the vote that he put on the floor.
Hey, CJ, come on, man. There's no way anybody, Democrat, Republican, anybody, even those who supported pro-choice, agreed or believed that you can get an abortion up to 9 months.
I believe you believe that, Earl.
What do you mean you believe that? I know that's a fact. That never occurred. That was never a part of it.
Restrictions. You can deny it. There were no restrictions put on the floor by Senator Schumer. So your denial doesn't change.
Hold on. So Mr. Harden, let me ask you, as this caller is stating, and you would know, you're in the business, even with, you know, the Roe versus Wade, there was no way that included was In 9 months, you could have an abortion. That never existed.
I love your show. I really do, because I get to talk about things that I never get to talk about very often. So if you just look at Roe versus Wade, the issue at hand was whether or not the child in the womb is a person protected under the Constitution.
Yeah, but not up to 9 months. The question wasn't up to 9 months, but I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, so the Supreme Court came up with this idea of trimesters relative to when the baby is viable, okay? And the trimester thing was they just made that up. So they didn't say, you know, to what extent a child can or cannot be destroyed in the womb. They just said, you know, the child in the womb at any time is not considered protectable constitutionally under the law. So theoretically, I think CJ is correct. You could theoretically construe.
But theoretically, whatever he's saying, by law, you know, anyone who would abort a baby at 9 months would wind up in jail. It's murder.
What's the difference between aborting a baby at 9 months still in the womb and aborting a baby at 10 weeks in the womb?
Because at 9 months the baby is fully developed, fully formed, and ready to enter into the world. You know, let's again, CJ, if you have a something that you want to have a conversation with that makes sense, then you can have a conversation. My guess is still on the line, but not to say that, you know, the Democrats were saying you can abort a baby at 9 months. Go ahead. CJ, you there?
And these ultrasounds today. Have you seen an ultrasound at 16 weeks, Earl?
CJ, as I said to you
As I said to you once before,
I have.
That's an honest question.
Let me finish, man. I have three children who are 45, 44, and 33. So, yes, ultrasounds aren't new. So, yes, the answer is yes. What sense does that? Why are you asking me such a ridiculous question?
Because the ultrasounds back in the 70s don't have the detail that
it doesn't matter. I saw the heartbeat of my children when they were in the womb. Yes. But they were not in the beginning of conception. There was no ultrasound photo that you could take.
I'm asking you at 16 weeks.
Listen, man. Thank you.
It's an honest question.
Thank you.
People have evolved on this.
Thank you very much for the call. Thank you very much for the call. So, Mr. Harden, I want to get back to you again. What is your expectation of where we go from here?
Well, this phone call, this conversation is exactly what I want to see happening all over the country. I want the people to start talking, just like you're talking. I want them to start engaging each other on these issues, because this is important stuff. If we can't talk openly and even heatedly about these things instead of firebombing our office, then we're not a civilized order anymore.
We haven't been a civilized order for a long time, sir.
I think you're right. Yes, I'm just trying to be charitable.
Right. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, but, you know, it's not thrilling to have these kind of conversations, and sometimes it's downright nasty. But when it's nasty, then it's most important. And I think this is exactly what we need to be talking about, and we need to be talking about what it means to be human again, what it means to be human under God. And that's why we need to get back to
so the question. The question becomes, who's God? We can't say and use the terms and the verbiage, because people's gods are different in the society, and especially in America.
Well, the Judeo-Christian God is the God that says that what human beings are made in His image, and therefore equally valuable. Where we should be treating each other just a little lower than God Himself. That's the kind of dignity and respect we need to be treating each other with.
I don't know any other God in the world
that allows the humanity to treat each other that way.
But America is, and you know, this is just a fact. America is not Judeo-Christian alone. It is all the different religions and different beliefs that this nation touts that it allows in this nation that makes it the melting pot that it is. But if we use absolutes, excuse me, and that is what leads to the problems that we have.
Well, I don't know that you can have a civilized order if people's beliefs allow them to denigrate and hate their neighbor. You can't have a civilized. I mean, you just look at the rest of the world. Look at the history of other governments. Our country was founded on Judeo-Christian principles, and it requires that we believe human beings are absolutely valuable.
Mr. Hart, you see, when you say our nation was founded under the Judeo-Christian ethic, then there are people who will say, "So did the Judeo-Christian ethic agree with slavery?" I mean, that's the okay, but then that contradicts what it is you are saying. So we can make statements.
So we corrected that.
Well, you may have corrected it, but you can't say it was founded under the Judeo-Christian ethic, because the Judeo-Christian ethic did not allow that.
Well, you're absolutely right, and so that means that they founded a government that was flawed because they're full of flawed people. I mean, we had a Judeo-Christian ethic that was being embraced, relative to the foundation of our country, but that doesn't mean that they had no problems and that they didn't misunderstand things and didn't sin and didn't do stupid things like slavery. So I would say, look, we're all in a process of growing and learning, right? And our country has failed in many, many respects. And when our country fails, the great thing about America is that we have an opportunity as citizens to correct those failures. And I think we corrected a failure on June 24th, and now we're able to have a conversation about it.
You know, Mr. Hardin, it's been an enlightening conversation. I'm thankful that you decided to have the conversation with us, and certainly I'll reach back out to you again. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right.
I'll be with you.
All right. Good to have you on the air. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be back. Oh, now,